When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Shikellamy Braves Wrestling is on News Radio 1070, WKOK. Shikellamy Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, let's go Matt's side with Steve Williams.
Well, we are indeed Matt's side, but Steve Williams taking the night off, recouping from some fixing up, we'll call it. He can talk more about that when he gets back here in the broadcast seat here, Matt's side. And tonight we're in Milton in the jungle, getting ready for the Milton Black Panthers and the Shikellamy Braves. Kevin Herr filling in for Steve Williams tonight. Shikellamy coming in at 4-0 in the dual meet season. Tim Bosch's crew is really set themselves up very well and had a good start to this dual meet season, trying to get themselves ready for a big matchup in a couple of weeks with Sealands Grove on the road. Milton not quite with a full team this time around in this year under Josh Ansbach. He's working on getting everybody all squared away that he can have about or have somebody weighing in at every weight class, but isn't quite there yet. Milton 4-3 coming in to this dual meet. The most recent matches between these two go back to February of last year. Shikellamy with a 58-12 win, and then you go back a couple of years later, Milton in 2020 with a 51-27 win over Shikellamy. But when comparing things out for the 22-23 season, as some of the preliminary matches continue, Lewisburg is the common opponent. They wrestled Shikellamy and Milton just about 11 days apart or so, and Shikellamy winning that match at Lewisburg 48-24. Milton winning here in the jungle against Lewisburg 40-29. Couple of options for Shikellamy tonight. Not many options for Milton. Looks like they're going to end up taking a forfeit at 120. Tonight we're going to start at 285 with what we think will be Luke Wetzel and Paul Rowland, the junior from Shikellamy and the senior from Milton. Wetzel, former basketball player, making the transition to wrestling this year. 1-6 record. That is where we expect to see everybody set up here at 285. The junior, Luke Wetzel, and the senior, Paul Rowland. Some of the questionable where everybody plays in is probably around the 127 mark, where Shikellamy has some options between 127 and 133, and maybe even at 139 as well, how they match everybody up. But again, in talking with the Milton coaching staff earlier, not a whole lot of room they have there to work any of this out. So they're going to have to pretty much line everybody up. As a matter of fact, there was at least one weight class where Milton did not officially weigh anybody in at that exact weight. Some of the introductions will be happening now, and we'll run down some of these that we expect to see tonight. Starting at 107, we expect to see Max Hallman, the freshman, taking on Tyler Locke, the freshman from Milton. Locke is 7-3. Hallman is 2-7 on the year. Another freshman at 114 for the Braves in Julius Morales at 1-5. And Tyler Stokes, a junior for Milton, at 1-8. We expect the forfeit at 120 for Alex Reed, the junior, now checking in at 11-3, ranked 22nd in some of the state rankings. Even Kinzer, at 127, will be up against Tyler Geiswhite. Kistner, the sophomore, at 8-5. Geiswhite, a senior, at 1-4. And 133, it'll likely be Daniel Hernandez, the senior, at 1-6. Chase Mitch, the sophomore, at 0-6 for Milton. 139, this is where, from 139 to 145, this is where they could be bouncing things around a little bit, possibly. Isaac McGregor, the junior, at 12-1, taking on Quinn Keister from Milton, the junior, at 5-4. at 145. C.J. Keener, the Shikellamy junior, at 11-5. And Alex DeHart, the junior, at 2-6. At 152, it'll be Cole Wetzel, the sophomore, at 8-7. Alex Parker, the junior, at 4-5. That's what we expect to see there anyway. Milton, again, didn't officially weigh anybody in for 152, but they bounced a couple of guys around to make that match happen. At 160, Connor Wetzel, sophomore, at 10-3. Brady Wolf, the freshman, at 3-4. At 127, Matt Schaefer for Shikellamy, the senior, at 3-6. Alex Hoffman, the junior, at 9-4. At 189, Brody Raybuck, the freshman, at 8-5, taking on Cale Bastian, the junior, at 10-2. That should be an entertaining matchup. Brody, young wrestler, played quarterback early in the season for football, had an injury, and then got rehabbed in time to get some wrestling in. Mason Raybuck is the 215-pound weight class senior for Shikellamy at 10-5, and Trey Locke will match up against him at 4-4 for the junior. And as we mentioned, at heavyweight, where we'll start, Lucas Wetzel and Paul Rowland. That's how we expect to see things. Again, there are some weight classes where Shikellamy and Milton weighed in multiple guys just in case they need to move some things around, but again, in talking with the Milton coaching staff, there's not going to be a whole lot of wiggle room there in the Milton lineup coming in at 4-3 on the season. Our official tonight is Blaine Fessler. Mr. Fessler has been doing this for 40-plus years now, so he is one of the veterans here, and I can actually remember watching him when going around on Saturday and Sunday afternoons in elementary every now and then, seeing him on the match. When we return, we'll start things off at 285 from Milton. This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Milton has won the toss to start things off, and we'll look for the 285 matchup here to start this matchup tonight here in the jungle in Milton. Lucas Wetzel at 1-6 on the season, the junior, and Paul Rowland, the senior, at 9-4. So Rowland comes out first, followed, and actually, that looks like it might be a change right there. Preston Spontarelli in for Lucas Wetzel. So Spontarelli is now wrestling for Wetzel in heavyweight against Roland. Spontarelli, Preston Spontarelli, the junior at 1-0, normally finds himself at 215, moving up a little bit here in this one. Both wrestlers head-to-head as we start. Spontarelli breaks away. Now Roland tying up with the left hand. Both wrestlers again head-to-head, pawing at each other with 127 to go here in the first period. Now they break apart. Spontarelli resets. Roland checks in. They go head-to-head once again. Working upper body. Nobody taking a shot just yet. Roland trying to open up to get that right leg, but is unable to do it as Spontarelli counters. And shot there quickly by Roland, but again, backed up and avoided by Spontarelli. Now Spontarelli gave up the leg and then ends up snapping down himself. Now Roland comes around from behind. Tight waist, puts him down, gets the two-point takedown. Roland started that. Spontarelli had an opportunity to finish it and then just couldn't, and Roland just out-muscled him to the mat. 2-0 with 37 seconds to go here in the first period as Spontarelli face down on the mat. Roland working, trying to get that half in. Reaches on the ear. Can't quite finish it as Spontarelli ties up the left arm. Roland riding now with 18 seconds remaining. Spontarelli, the big hero in the Montgomery match just a few weeks ago. Now Roland again, not much action here. Lifts up Spontarelli with the stretches of the arm, and at the end of the first, it is 2-0 in favor of Roland. Spontarelli has the option here, will defer, and Roland will choose to take the top. 2:85, the first match here in Milton tonight, and it's 2-0 in favor of Paul Roland over Preston Spontarelli. Spontarelli grabs the leg as he tries to get out from the bottom. He has a chance to do it, lifts the leg, can't quite do anything more because Roland grabs the back ankle, grabs the right ankle. Now Roland tries to get the leg in, and again, Spontarelli just hanging on to the left ankle and the left leg of Roland, who's trying to stand up a little bit. Now he's going to try to tilt. From that position, it's going to be a tough one. He does get it done, though. And then rolling right through is Spontarelli, but he can't get free. Spontarelli will go face down on the mat again as he could not break free. Almost had the escape, and then almost ended up giving up back points in the process. 2-on-1 for Spontarelli, and now the chicken wing working. And they'll try, and Roland will try and spin him around. Again, a 2-on-1 now as Roland now goes to a half. Tries to turn Spontarelli on the half. Spontarelli fighting off the half now with 55 seconds to go in the first. Still 2-0 in favor of Roland. Roland now working at half in. Tries to go to the side. Tries to roll Spontarelli over. Spontarelli fights back. Gets to all fours. Then flat to the mat again. Now Roland will move to the right side, sneak in the half, try and turn. And Spontarelli rolls over, could not break free though. Almost gave himself up on that one, trying the escape. But comes back down flat to the mat with 17 seconds to go in a scoreless period right now. Trying to turn him is Roland again. Roland works the half in with the right hand with 5 seconds to go. Spontarelli now twisting to avoid getting turned, and the buzzer. End of the second period. No score change. It is still 2-0. Spontarelli will have the option here. Remember, Spontarelli, we expected to see Lucas Wetzel here, but Spontarelli, who is 1-0 on the year, taking on Paul Roland, 9-4. Roland the senior, Spontarelli the junior. Spontarelli hanging in there so far. Spontarelli backing up as they go head-to-head from the neutral position chosen by Spontarelli. They'll break free, and then they'll reset. Spontarelli needs the takedown to try and tie this up here in the first bout of the night. He'll shoot in on the leg. He'll grab the ankle, and quickly Roland will counter and spin around for the two. 4-0 for Roland over Spontarelli as Spontarelli works his way up, and now he's in trouble. Breaks apart what almost was a chance to turn. And Spontarelli back flat on the mat now. He was trying to get up and in the process almost gave up the tilt there. There's a duck in the, trying to half in there for Roland, trying to put the head under, and now he's going to go to try and roll. Spontarelli countering with 1:08 to go. Spontarelli wants to get into this one. He's down 4-0. He's going to have to get an escape here quickly. They're on the edge of the mat now, only for the second time. A lot of the match has been, that's the first, I think, out of bounds in the entire match. They've been wrestling it right on the paw here in the Milton mat. Or as Steve Williams would call it, the Milton Resolite. And rightly so. Back to the referee's down position as Roland now will work. Roland now on top, breaks down Spontarelli flat to the mat with 48 seconds remaining. And both wrestlers right now starting to tire a little bit here in the heavyweight match at 285. There's a warning for stall on Roland. Or as they call it in college, riding time. That's a whole other topic. Now Spontarelli on his feet, and then it was Roland who actually grabbed and tried to clench there around the head to keep Spontarelli out and Spontarelli down, rather, and Spontarelli ran to the edge of the mat, and they'll come back neutral with 24 seconds to go, and Roland up 4-0. And again, Spontarelli flat to the mat. He'll come up to all fours again. Roland working on the head, trying to get the half in. He's got the half in. Now he's trying to turn. Works the leg. Spontarelli sprawling a little bit to try and avoid getting turned. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And Paul Roland with a two-point takedown, with a two-point takedown in the first and in the third will win this one 4-0. And Milton takes a 3-0 lead after the heavyweight bout. 107 coming up next. This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
Back here in Milton, where Max Hallman at 107, the freshman at 2-7 for Shikellamy. Tyler Locke, a freshman at 7-3 for Milton. No score here, 30 seconds into this 107 bout. As Locke now goes for the leg. They'll come back to neutral. Locke now looking for an opportunity. Fakes a shot. Hallman does the same. They'll come back to the center of the mat. Then tie up head-to-head. I'm going to correct it. It's Julius Morales and not Max Hallman in. They made another switch on me. So Morales at 1-5 on the year is also a freshman. Morales now on top, but Locke has the leg. And Morales now tries to clear that leg. Neither wrestler with an advantage as Morales tries to spin around, but Locke has a handle on that right leg. 30 seconds left in the first period, still no score. They'll come back up and out off the edge of the mat and will come neutral. Shikellamy already with a couple of changes here early on, and there's a caution And here they'll come back to neutral. Caution on Morales. Now the reach. And Locke almost got a finger in the eye there when he tied up. He'll go in for the leg. And Morales got him. And he rolls him to his back. Morales having some back points counted out. He's got an opportunity here if he can put him down. And there it is! A big pin with 4 seconds left in the first period. And Julius Morales gets win number 2 on the season with a pin. It makes it 6-3. Shikellamy, 114 coming up next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
College, a smart choice in higher education? 3 words. Flexible, affordable, local. Lackawanna gives you the option of flexible schedules, online learning options, and many paths to a new career. Lackawanna is affordable. Our tuition and financial aid options make it even easier to pull your dreams within reach. Lackawanna College is local. You don't have to go to a faraway school to go far in life. Flexible, affordable, local. That's what makes Lackawanna different. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
6-3, Shikellamy leading it after the pin from Julius Morales. Max Hallman actually wrestled a prelim match here earlier, so that's why he didn't wrestle at 107. Morales went to 107. Alex Reed now at 114. The senior at 11-1 has the 2-point takedown early on. Makes it 4-0 now for Reed. Reed going against Tyler Stokes, the 1-8 junior from Milton. And now looks like an opportunity for some back points here for Reed on the edge of the mat. Not quite there as he spins and has both arms and is really putting some pressure on that shoulder. Now he's going to let him go back and a potentially dangerous call. 3 points, though, on the near fall. Going to Reed, makes it 7-0 Reed. And Reed will come back on top in the middle of the mat at the referee's down position at 41 seconds left in the first period. Tight waist by Reed. Reed now gets the arm. Works on the spin, gets a little bit high there, almost got himself into trouble, but now has him rolled over again. Back points coming, and a pin coming with 23 seconds left in the first period. Alex Reed gets win number 12 with a pin, and the score now, Shikellamy 12 and Milton 3. This is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Evan Kistner now will get a forfeit. That will make it 18-3. So if everything plays the way we expect here at 127, it will be Daniel Hernandez at 1-6, taking on Tyler Geiswhite, the senior, at 1-4. Hernandez, the senior for Shikellamy. 18-3 in favor of Shikellamy here as we started at 285 tonight. On WKOK, Kevin Herr filling in for Steve Williams tonight, who is getting healthy again after some repair work, but he'll be back with us hopefully in time for that big Selinsgrove Grove-Shikellamy match here in a couple of weeks. Don't forget, we'll have basketball on the radio for you on Saturday. I'll be back with the Chief Dave Ritchie Saturday afternoon at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Shamokin Indians taking on the Braves. Braves trying to bounce back after that tough loss last night and a big loss to Central Mountain. Joining us at halftime of that game will be Braden Fosnot, the Danville and Westchester standout, who is going to be, or actually is, on the Phillies rookie squad in Florida. And he will be at the card show that the band is putting on. He'll be signing from 11 until 1 on Saturday, and he's going to come over and join us at halftime. And we'll talk about how much fun it must be to be playing for the team you grew up rooting for so many years ago. Again, at 127, it's Hernandez and Geiswight. And Hernandez and Geiswight tie up at the center of the mat. And Geiswight now bends down a little bit. They'll tie up head-to-head once again, looking for hand position. Geiswight will actually grab a little bit of the back of the hair of Hernandez. Now he goes for the back of the neck with a snap down, but Hernandez has nothing to do with it. Now they'll both go to a knee and pop right back up. 122 into this 127 pound weight class bout. Still scoreless. Chickalobe with a team lead, 18-3. Hernandez looking for an opportunity. Geiswight now grabs the arm. Now they'll fight for with the left arm. And now a snap down. And Hernandez tries to get the leg as Geiswight snapped down, and he does, but they're on the edge of the mat. Is he going to get the takedown? He has to clear his head first, and Geiswight is able to roll him down. Still nobody with control yet. If he pops that head out, it's two. Hernandez working hard now. Now they come back almost head-to-head. Geiswight sprawls. Now Hernandez lifts him up, puts him back down on the mat. Still quite hasn't quite gotten all the way around yet. Geiswight still hanging on to the head. Now Hernandez gets around and grabs the two-point takedown with 20 seconds remaining. That might have been one of the hardest working takedowns in a long time. And now we have blood time for Geiswight. So Geiswight will come to the corner here. One of the coaches for Chickalobe is for Milton, a name for Coach Ansbach has is his assistant as a former Chickalobe Brave, in Joe Burke. Joe's been here at Milton for a couple of years now. Tim Bosch now talking to his wrestler Hernandez as Chickalobe appears to have bumped everybody up one here tonight. Right now, Chickalobe with an 18-3 lead in the 127-pound weight class and a 2-0 lead for Hernandez. So Hernandez did have the takedown, so he will be on top as we go back to referee's down position. The blood time is stopped. 15 seconds left here in the first period. And trying the Granby roll, but not being able to get it, is Geiswight. Hernandez quickly snaps him back down, now gets to the edge of the mat and rolls him right out of bounds. Geiswight will race back to the paw here on the Milton Resolite. Geiswight now with a great reversal and got the two quickly. Man, that was fast. And right before the buzzer. At the end of the first period, it is 2-2 as Geiswight quickly, I'm sorry, make that 4-2 as Geiswight got himself the reversal. And again, blood time now as our official referee Blaine Fessler will start the clock. Blood coming out of the nose. 18-3 as the team score is for Chickalobe after a pin for Alex Reed and Julius Morales. Braves also, we started at 285. Sponsorelli checked in at 285 instead of Lucas Wetzel, and Roland got the win for Milton. That's their only win here so far in this dual meet. And again, still working on the nose, trying to plug that up on Geiswight. Geiswight with that quick reversal right at the end just snatched that 2 points away. right before the buzzer. Try almost hit the Granby earlier. That one, he just literally rolled him right over. So it will be choice for Milton as Hernandez defers, and Geiswhite will get the option, and he will go down. He had a lot of success coming out of there earlier. We'll see if it was the right call from the Milton coaching staff. He quickly gets to his feet. He starts up. Geiswhite almost to his feet and broke away, but then breaking him back down is Hernandez. Hernandez spins around to the backside and gets control once again. Working now on the half, and a whistle again. The nose plug has come out with 1:44 remaining. And a 4-2 lead for Hernandez. And the unfortunate thing for Hernandez is he's running out of time. He's running out of blood time in this one. And leading the match. Two of the three Milton coaches now have made their way out with the trainer. Matt Galbaugh, the trainer here at Milton. Longtime trainer at Danville as well. They'll clean up the mat, clean up the nose plug, and we'll see if they can stop that. Not sure how much blood time might be left. Delmont getting a workout here in this early match. 1:44 to go in the 127-pound weight class, second period, 18-3. The team score, Shikellamy leading it, getting pins from Julius Morales and Alex Reed, the forfeit by Kistner. And right now trailing here at 127, the lone win in the hands of Paul Rowland. Rowland was a winner over Preston Spontarelli, who bumped up from 215. If I heard correctly, about 41 seconds remaining on the blood time clock. And they're still working on Geiswhite's nose. And they're also trying to work on cleaning up the mat as well. Not exactly sure what caused it. He was didn't look like a crossface of any kind, but he was getting his head pushed into the mat pretty well at certain points. Right before he got the first reversal, actually. Well, after he got the reversal at the end of the first, I should say. 4-2, Geiswhite leading Hernandez at 127 pounds. Now they're going to put the headgear on again, cleaned up the headgear, and they actually bought him a different set of headgear that with the nose guard on it to try and keep that nose from getting bounced around. Tough part is the vision is a bit of an issue. Then again, right now fighting from the bottom, definitely vision isn't a problem. He quickly sits out, spins, rolls over, gets to his feet, and Hernandez tries to get him up by the head and tries to lock up the arms, break him back down. And this time, Geiswhite's out. Did he clear out for the two? No word yet. There's the reversal for the two. Geiswhite now on top, leading it 6-2 with a minute 26 to go here in the second. Hernandez sees a half in behind his head, pulls that away. Now standing up, bringing Geiswhite up. Geiswhite tries to lock him up, rolls him, but he's off the edge of the mat, out of bounds, with a minute 11 remaining here in the second period. And Geiswhite leading at 6-2 with a couple of big reversals. And now a caution. This one's going to be on Hernandez. And Hernandez will come down to the referee's down position. Geiswhite will try and keep him there, grabs an ankle. Now he lets go and pulls in the half. Dicewhite leaning on the left-hand side with a half on the right. And now quickly rolling him over was Hernandez, but he couldn't take advantage of it. And again, the blood coming again, even with the nose guard on for Geiswhite. Geiswhite shrugs, goes, I don't know. Unfortunately, they had to go to the full mask, including the face, to protect that nose just a little bit more. And with 56 seconds left here in the second period, it is 6-2 in favor of Geiswhite. And the referee says, let me know when we hit the four-minute mark. Geiswhite. Geiswhite still getting worked on, getting cleaned up now. They did stop the clock because they did get the bleeding stopped. And I think Matt Galwell, the trainer, said, okay, no more. So now they're going to go back to that full face mask again, talking about how he should wear it and how he should protect that nose. Kind of reminds you of a boxing match from time to time when they're sitting on the sitting in the corner trying to tell the boxer, protect your face, protect your head. Now it's protect your nose. Geiswhite leading at 6-2 with 56 seconds to go in this second period here at Milton. Braves leading at 18-3, starting tonight at 2:85 with a Milton win. So now we are ready to start, I believe. And now Hernandez may have an issue. Actually, they may be cleaning up Hernandez from Geiswhite and the nose. So they'll spray him down, clean up the arms and shoulders there. All right, that should take care of that for now. Geiswhite now on top and on top of the match, 6-2. And in the referee's down position, the whistle gets him back into play. And Geiswhite breaks Hernandez down to his belly. Hernandez back up to his knees. Hernandez working now, trying to get peel off the arms of Geiswhite. He's going to grab the leg and try to spin. Can't do it. Geiswhite gets out of it. Now they're both standing up. Hernandez tries to peel out. He gets away and cleanly gets the escape for one. 6-3 with 30 seconds remaining in this second period. They'll go head-to-head in the neutral position, and Hernandez tries to snap down. Can't quite get Geiswhite snap. He's going to lean hard on that neck and head. Can't get him down again. Geiswhite with long legs, using them to his advantage here with 10 seconds to go. Hernandez, bull rush, double leg takedown, puts him down for two. 6-5 now here at the end of the second period, and that's where we will end the second period. 6-5 in favor of Geiswhite. And Hernandez winning the period 3-2 with the reversal and the takedown late in that one. And here at 127, it is now 6-5. And I believe before we start again, they're going to work on the nose one more time. Or they'll try and clean off the mask and nose. They're going to wipe off the mask here at the end of this period. Shikellamy leading at 18-3. Third period with Geiswhite on top of Hernandez here at 127, 6-5. I think there has been more time working on the nose and the mask and the headgear of Geiswhite than wrestling time at this point. Unfortunately, we're too far away to see exactly how much time's remaining. And they'll get that full face mask back on with the headgear. And Hernandez, actually Geiswyatt, I believe, will have the option. He will take bottom once again. I'm going to correct that. I'm sorry. It was Hernandez who had the option and took bottom. Hernandez now stretches out the leg, tries to stand up, got an escape earlier, needs that escape to tie it down. He's up on his feet now. Tight waist by Geiswyatt. Now wraps the leg. Hernandez back down to a knee. Now the other leg is wrapped by Geiswyatt. Good counter by Geiswyatt as Hernandez almost had the escape, and now he's turned him over. But Geiswyatt is in some trouble right now. Now Hernandez in trouble. Now they'll reverse through, and a two-point reversal in favor of Hernandez, or of Geiswyatt rather, will make it 8-5. And an escape now by Hernandez. So it's 8-6 with a minute 16 to go. We'll see who has control. Nobody has control. Both wrestlers on the mat looking for two, and there's the two. And now it's 10-6, Geiswyatt on the takedown. The takedown happened so fast, they were on the mat almost as quick as they got off the mat. And right now, with 53 seconds to go and a four-point lead, Geiswyatt can't afford what just happened, and that's a reversal. 10-8 now, as the match gets really tight. Now double arm bar by Hernandez. He lets one arm go, now goes for the two-on-one. He's going to try and turn. He needs back points to win this one. Geiswyatt, his headgear sliding off again. And he tries the tight-waisted turn and a whistle. And this one's going to be on the nose or the headgear, I think. I'm not sure which. The headgear is down over the eyes of Geiswyatt now. I'll tell you, the headgear with the face guard and the nose guard on it is not fun to wear, for one thing. And it's also not easy to keep in the right spot. And Geiswyatt had that problem. 25 seconds left here in the third period. 10-8 in favor of Geiswyatt. He has led most of the way. And Hernandez on top of the referee's down position with 24 seconds to go. He's got to get some back points now. He's trying a pinning combination. Can't get it there. Cross face. Now works back underneath. Grabs the arm. Now he spun Geiswyatt around. Got Geiswyatt in the head. Now he's going to try and turn him. This is going to be close. He can't get Geiswyatt over. Now he's going to put the arm underneath. Now they're going to go back to straight level, and that is going to do it. Hernandez had the opportunity but just couldn't quite finish it off. Geiswyatt with a 10-8 win for Milton makes it 18-6 in favor of Shikellamy. This is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.
Next vehicle is as easy as SMC, Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Next for Shikellamy and Milton, it'll be Isaac McGregor at 12-1, the junior, against Chase Mitch, the sophomore, at 0-6. McGregor, I'm going to correct that. That's Quinn Keister that they bumped up now for Chase McGregor. Quinn Keister is 5-4, the junior for Milton, and Keister will go to the mat first, and McGregor with the two-point takedown. So the expected match at 139 moved to 133 now with some rearrangements here. Shikellamy leading at 18-6 after the decision win by Geiswyatt, who fought a bloody nose the entire match. Trying to get that cradle in position is McGregor, and he can't quite do it from that angle. So he's going to now go with the tight waist and try and work him over from there, and they just spin quite a right around in a cartwheel. Now McGregor working again, trying to lock it up now and turn. And he can't quite get Keister turned, and they're riding parallel now to the edge of the mat. Up to his elbows now, and out of bounds is Keister. 39 seconds left here in the first period. 18-6. Our team score for Shikellamy, 2-0 in favor of Isaac McGregor, the junior. McGregor now breaking down Keister once again. And he's working on turning him over. A little too far, so he has to readjust. Now he's working on the head. Now he's going to work out back points. Near fall points coming. Can't quite get that. McGregor with a good run at the Conestoga tournament last week. Trying to continue that. And here at 133, leads it 5-0. Actually won the Conestoga tournament last week. That'll do it for the first period with McGregor leading it 5-0 over Keister. And they have blood time now on the mat. Actually, I don't think they call blood time, just blood time for blood on the mat. They'll get that cleaned up. Second period ready to start here with a 5-0 lead for Isaac McGregor, the junior at 12-1, and Quinn Keister, the junior at 5-4 for the Milton Black Panthers. And they'll come again to neutral position. All right, they just checked to make sure that Keister's didn't have any blood on him. And McGregor now will tie up. And he'll snap down for two. Make it 7-0 with a minute 51 to go. And McGregor again working hard. Tying up the leg. Now he's going to try and get the arm. He's going to try and turn Keister, but that's going to be a tough angle to try and do it. Right arm has Keister, and Keister now in some trouble. Got him over. Now if he can keep him over, he's going to roll him the rest of the way through and get 2-point near fall, making it 9-0. Keister doing a good job of rolling through it, but not before the referee got a chance to get down and start counting. 9-0 in favor of Isaac McGregor here at 133 tonight. 1 minute to go in the second period. McGregor has been in control, and now he's going to get some more back points. Near fall points getting counted out. And that one did it, I believe. Yes. It'll be a fall with 51 seconds to go in the second period. And Shikellamy now with a 24-6 lead. 139 on the way next. This is Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK and on WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
So now at 139, it'll be C.J. Keener, the junior, at 11-5, wrestling Chase Lytle, the freshman, at 2-2 on the season. And C.J. has the leg on the shot, and it looked like, it actually was Lytle that got the takedown, and then the one-point escape by C.J. Keener. Makes it 2-1 here with 30 seconds gone by in the first. Keener now wraps around, tries to get behind for the two. Nobody has control. Now Keener does have the two. Keener now working on the leg. CJ coming out for football midway through the season. Played nose guard the last few games for Coach Jim Kaiser's Shikellamy Braves football team. Now sporting a little bit of a goatee. I don't remember seeing that football season. CJ working now on the shoulder. CJ is just one of those young man who's just an out-and-out athlete, and he is a tough, tough wrestler. Working hard now on Lytle. Lytle now flat on the mat, trying to hang on, only trailing it by one, 3-2 here with 36 seconds to go in the first period. Shikellamy leading this by a score of 24-6. And now Keener's working and really now tying up and just grapevining the leg and just almost a gut wrench there. And boy, for a minute there, Lytle was on his back. Not quite, I shouldn't say a minute, like a half a second. It was long enough, though, to get a two-point near fall, make it 5-2. The escape, actually 5-3 now with the escape. Now they'll go to neutral. And that'll do it for the first period with Keener leading it by a score of 5-3. Expected to see Keener at 145, dropped down to 139 here. And Keener now tying up with Lytle. Lytle now looking for an opportunity, and they break apart. Minute 48 to go, and CJ almost had an opportunity there and just couldn't chase Keener down. Or excuse me, Lytle down, rather. Keener now grabs the leg as Lytle made a wild shot, and he can't clear. Now he does clear for the two. Makes it 7-3. Keener on top, and he'll go and wrap the leg again. He'll work on the head now and the chin, cross-facing. Keener working on the upper body, trying to get a half in, has to adjust his headgear again. Now he goes and puts the forearm to the back of the head. Now he gets the half in there. Now he's working to roll, trying to roll Lytle. He's done it a couple of times. Now he's got Lytle on his back in a world of hurt. Lytle trying to bridge. He's going to really have to stretch, and he can't do it. 59 seconds to go in the second period, and C.J. Keener with a fall. And that makes the score Shikellamy 30 and Milton 6, 145 on the, or excuse me, 139 on the way next here on WKOK and on WKOK.com.
Senior Helpers of Sunbury offers a comprehensive suite of programs and services that support aging in place. Our primary goal is to help provide a high quality of life for our clients and their families by delivering customized, dependable, and affordable care. If you or a loved one is interested in learning more about what Senior Helpers can do for you, visit us online, on Facebook, or in person at 39 North 4th Street in Sunbury.
At 145, Christian Kistner in for Shikellamy. Alex DeHart in for Milton. DeHart 2-6, the junior for the Black Panthers. And right now, Milton's DeHart leading it 2-0, but in a reversal potential, but he couldn't clear the head for Kistner. Kistner was fighting to get his head out and just could not quite do it. Kistner now working back to his feet. And gets the escape, but then right away a two-point takedown by DeHart. DeHart now slaps the mat as Kistner grabs the leg. Tries to turn DeHart. DeHart reaching for the calf. And now they are just up, rolled up in a ball. And now trying to put the pressure on for the power half. Tries to turn it. Working. Kistner working hard, or DeHart rather, working hard on Kistner, trying to get him over, and he does for a split second, and then rolling right back is Kistner. And now they'll break apart, and the escape to Kistner makes it 4-2. Kistner now with his arms dangling with 26 seconds to go in the first period. Work around. Now take a shot on the leg. Got the ankle right below the knee. Really good, quick shot. He just can't quite elevate it now from the position he's in as DeHart has him kind of tied up, but again with a power half. And now working on that left shoulder. And then gives up the power half and gives the two away, and it's all tied at four at the end of the first period. So a big comeback in that latter half of the first period for Kistner. And they'll go neutral with the option to Kister. Kister actually deferred the option, I should say, and Milton chooses neutral. 4-4, Shikellamy leading this match 30-26. There's a shot on the single leg, this time by DeHart. Kister sprawls. DeHart now, or Kister rather, works around the back, steals it away for two. Now has a 6-2 lead. I'm sorry, 6-4 lead. Now they'll work head-to-head again as Kister tries to spin DeHart around. And he'll go right from behind and do an ankle pick. That one didn't work. Now he's going to try and cradle. That's not there. Works underneath. Now pushes the face of DeHart into the mat. Minute 14 remaining in this second period. And Kister on top, 6-4. Kister with a arm right in the back of the head of DeHart. Now he tries the leg. Can't quite get it. Kister stands up. DeHart stands up. Kister breaks him down to the mat again. 53 seconds remaining here in the second period. Kister now looking for an opportunity, leading it 6-2 to try and sneak out a couple of more points. But he's having trouble getting DeHart over. Goes in under the leg. Nothing there, and they are off the edge of the mat. And we'll come back neutral with 33 seconds remaining here at 145. And Kister with a 6-4 win, a 6-4 lead, rather, over Alex DeHart of Milton. Kister now coming back into position. And the whistle as DeHart tries to spin around and grab the leg of Kister. Kister tries to spin out. Now he's going to grapevine the leg of DeHart in the process. Working on the cradle, trying to roll Kister over. Had an opportunity there, just could not quite get the angle. Still turning, though, on the reverse half. Working on the spin. Hips are very well placed by DeHart. That time he didn't, because Kister got the leg. Could not quite get him over as quickly. DeHart countered that at the last second, and that's where we'll end this second period with Kister leading it by a score of 6-4. Kister will have the option here as he deferred. I think they're going to probably send him down. He was really working well from the bottom, and that's exactly right. Up by two. Kister now trying to pop out of here and take control of this one. He'll get all set up, and DeHart now coming over. Popping the leg up is Kister. Kister now gets cross-faced. Keener has him tied up. Trying to pop out his head is Kister. Kister's in position. If he could pop it out and roll over Keener, he gets the reversal, and they reverse right back. It's 8-6. Now near fall points counted out for DeHart. DeHart will have at least three with a minute 30 to go. Kister in trouble. The referee changing positions. And Kister putting the pressure on DeHart with a palm of his hand into the forehead of Kister. Can't get him that way. They're going to have to reset. Three near fall points. Ties it at 8. Make it 9-8 now. In favor of DeHart. And DeHart trying to get some more. Both wrestlers are just about exhausted. But Kister sneaks out two. The reversal with a minute remaining makes it 10-9. DeHart may have spent himself in that, trying to get that pin and the bonus points with the bat, with the near fall. And he looks like he's out of gas. Now Kister in command in this one with 40 seconds to go in this back-and-forth final period. Kister takes a peek at the scoreboard with 30 seconds left. 10-9. Kister leading it. Now the referee down. Here comes some near-fall points. Did he get two? No. Yes, he did get two. 12-9 with 20 seconds remaining. And Kistner now just riding this one out for the last 10 seconds. He was trailing for a while in this period, led it 6-4 coming in, and now will win it 12-9 at 145. What a finish of that one. And with the win, Shikellamy extends their lead now to 33-6. 152 is on the way next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Welcome back to the Jungle in Milton. Kevin Herr filling in for Steve Williams tonight. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK Sunbury, and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Shikellamy in command in this one, 33-6 as we hit 152. Last five bouts of the night as we started at 285 with Paul Roland. And a 4-0 win over Spontarelli from Shikellamy. Then the Braves got a fall from Julius Morales in the first, Alex Reed in the first, the forfeit, and then for Kistner, forfeit there, I believe at 120. This is where things started to jumble up a little bit. Hernandez with a... Geiswhite, rather, with a 10-8 victory for Milton, gave Milton their second win of the night. And then McGregor with a fall with 51 seconds to go in the second. Keener with a fall with 59 seconds to go in the second. And then Kistner with a come-from-behind victory with a 6-5 third period to get a 12-9 win to make it 33-6. Here as we await 152, which we expect to be Cole Wetzel, the 8-7 sophomore from Shikellamy. And likely to be Alex Parker, the junior at 4-5. Shikellamy will have the choice in this one. So it is going to be Wetzel and Parker officially as both tie up head-to-head here in the first period at 152. And, wow, Cole Wetzel did a nice job of grabbing the ankle the last second and getting the two-point takedown. And they are really active on the mat. Wetzel now working his way, spins Parker to the edge of the mat, trying to pull him back in play. Gets the half in. And he might be too far out. Boy, just barely keeping him on the edge of the mat is Wetzel, trying to get some near fall points, and he's working now on that. Near fall points counted out on the edge of the mat. Only got one swing of the arm, though. Has to be careful, though, that he doesn't give up the reversal. And now they'll come a little further into play with a minute 10 to go. And Wetzel gives up that head-to-head style match, head-to-head style wrestling. Now they are off the edge of the mat with a minute 3 remaining and a 2-0 lead for Wetzel here at 152. Wetzel now on top. He will try and watch Parker sit out, but Parker is not able to get the turn as Wetzel just ties him up. Wetzel now working, trying to get the cradle now. Almost has it locked. It's really close. Just can't quite get the hands together. Now he's got the hands together, and here come the near fall points. This is going to be a tight one. It's going to be a long way to go with 35 seconds to go for Parker. Wetzel might be just a little too far over. He just slightly has to be careful here, has to give it up. He was just a little too far on the other side, but does get the 3 near fall points. Now he's going to lock him up again. He locks up Parker once again. Going to the back. Here comes the back points. Should have at least 2 coming. Now he's going to have all 3 coming. Referee down, watching closely. This one could be over shortly. 5-0 in favor of Wetzel, and Parker in a world of hurt. And Parker hangs on here in the first period. Wetzel with three more back points makes it 8-0 in favor of Cole Wetzel of Shikellamy. Wetzel will defer, and that means Parker will take neutral. Wetzel will back up just a little bit. They tie up head-to-head here to start the second period. Shikellamy leading the team score here, 33-6. Wetzel and Parker now pawing at each other. Neither one able to get position here. Now they'll push back and forth toward the center of the mat. Now working backwards is Parker. Parker with a foot out of bounds, and Wetzel tries that ankle pick again. And that time Parker was too slow on that and gave up the two-point takedown as he tried for the single. So it's now 10-0 in favor of Wetzel. And Wetzel working again, putting the head into the side to turn over Parker, and here comes some more near fall points. And I don't think Parker's going to be able to get out of this one with a minute 6 to go. Really putting the pressure on is Wetzel, digging those toes in. Now really lifting the head of Parker, and Parker is able to come out of it once again with one shoulder blade down and trying to do everything he can to hang in there. 46 seconds remaining. Near fall points are coming. It's already 10-0 in favor of Wetzel, and they're off the edge of the mat. And that was the best thing that could have happened for Parker. He gets three. Wetzel gets 3 points to make it 13-0, almost coming up on a tech fall now. And Wetzel once again goes to work on the top, trying to sit out as Parker. And Parker is in some trouble again as Wetzel now just pulled right back down on that sit-out. And Wetzel actually took advantage of it, or make it Parker took advantage of Wetzel being a little bit slow there and spun right out of it for an escape. And Parker will take a shot. Wetzel will sprawl. He's going to get control again and a two-point takedown, and that'll do it. It'll be a tech fall with 9 seconds remaining in the second period. And Wetzel, with that two-point takedown, makes it 17-1, and the tech fall will make the score in favor of Shikellamy with this tech fall in the second period. 38-6 in favor of Shikellamy. 160 on the way next here on WKOK.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
160-pound weight class, Connor Wetzel, the sophomore at 10-3. Brady Wolf, the freshman, at 3-7. Wetzel already with a two-point takedown just 30 seconds into this 160-pound weight class. Shikellamy leading at 38-6 here in this bout. Wetzel working now to stretch things out and just wear out Wolf. Connor Wetzel, the sophomore, stretching out the arm now of Brady Wolf, the freshman. 55 seconds to go here in the first period. Got a quick takedown and then just not a whole lot of action. And it looks like, yeah, Wetzel's going to let him out for the escape and reset. He's going to take a shot on the single, countered by Wolf. Wolf at the edge of the mat, and he will go off the edge of the mat and take Wetzel with him. Connor now at the center, leading it 2-1. They'll tie up on the head. Now he'll work on the arm. Wolf takes a shot. Wetzel counter, spins around, gets the two-point takedown, 4-1. 30 seconds to go here in the first period. Wetzel now working on the right arm of Wolf. Now he'll take and just turn that arm on the left side and turn it right on over the back. And he'll use that as leverage to try and roll over Wolf. Tries to dig in the shoulder now, gets his chest into the shoulder of Wolf. As Wolf is now rolling and at the buzzer, did not get an opportunity to get those near fall points. So with the first period in the books, it is Connor Wetzel 4 and Brady Wolf 1. And Wolf will go to the bottom. Wetzel will go to the bottom as Wolf had the option. And Wetzel will work his way up to his feet right away. Wolf tight ways, peels it off. Can't quite get free as Wolf grabs the leg. Pushing the head down is Wetzel. Wetzel now trying to get free of that left leg. Now the right leg picked and gets free for the escape now, 5-1. They'll go back to neutral now as Wetzel worked for that 1 point. Wetzel now lets Wolf spin right by him. They'll tie up right on the Milton Black Panther paw here on the Resolite here in the jungle in Milton. There's a shot by Wolf, countered by Wetzel, and Wetzel will steal away the two. Wetzel now working once again on Wolf. It's 7-1 with 1:11 remaining here in this second period. Shikellamy in command in the match. Just trying to finish things off here at 160, 72, 89, and 215 yet to come. Wetzel now hopping one side to the other, trying to get advantage. Wolf rotating to make sure he's in the right position to counter. Wetzel now working on that arm, trying to pull him over. Now comes to the near side to drag Wolf to his back. Near fall points coming. Wolf has 33 seconds to hang out, and he can't do it. With 33 seconds left in the period, Connor Wetzel gets the fall, and it makes it Shikellamy 44 and Milton 6. Coming back with 172 next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You date like you aren't 22 anymore. Like, emotionally mature is kind of hot to you now. And 6 texts sent back-to-back is totally cool. You date like your experiences, relationships, they haven't just made you you, they made you interesting. Young love was great, but dating as a fully formed, emotionally mature human? Man, that's on a whole other level. Download the Match app today. My ride smells just...
For Shikellamy, the senior at 3-6, Alex Hoffman, the junior at 9-4 for Milton here at 172, and the wrestlers still in the neutral spot with Shikellamy leading this one 44-6 here at 172, and Hoffman will grab the 2-point takedown as Schaefer tried a quick shot and wasn't able to finish it off as Hoffman countered. Hoffman now working on Schaefer. Schaefer on the edge of the mat, goes off the edge of the mat with a minute 13 to go here in this first period. Schaefer getting reset here in the referee down position. He'll try to hop to his feet. He'll then try and sit out and then broken down by Hoffman. Hoffman working on the leg now and the head. Now trying to lock up a cradle. Can't do it. Has to go and stretch out the arm of Schaefer this time. Schaefer working from the bottom, trying to find a way out. Gets the legs down, tries to spin out of it. That's not going to happen. Comes up to the edge of the mat and off the edge of the mat with 41 seconds remaining in the first. And Hoffman leading it 2-0. We mentioned Hoffman, the 9-4 junior for the Milton Black Panthers at 172. Milton hasn't had a whole lot of room to move anybody around. Did so earlier to match some of the changes Shikellamy was making, but it all worked in Shikellamy's favor early on in the lightweights. Now at 172, it is Hoffman leading Schaefer 2-0 and in control here late in the first period with 17 seconds left. And they'll break Hoffman down. And again, Hoffman will break Schaefer down. And again, they're on the edge of the mat as Schaefer will roll himself out at the end of the period. So at the buzzer of the first period, it is 2-0 in favor of Alex Hoffman of Milton. Milton will defer. Shikalemi will choose neutral. So Schaefer will go neutral. And the official that time was not quite ready. So he stopped action. There's a good shot by Hoffman. And a two-point takedown to make it 4-0. And Hoffman will let him up and let him out for an escape. Now 4-1. Both wrestlers head-to-head. As Schaefer now wraps on the back of Hoffman's head, Hoffman will do the same, and they'll go off the edge of the mat and go back to neutral. Minute 30 to go here in the second period. Hoffman with a 4-1 lead over Matt Schaefer of Shikalemi. Snapped down by Hoffman, countered by Schaefer. Quick dive in for the ankle by Hoffman, and Hoffman got it, got around to the back, got the two-point takedown at the edge of the mat, and he'll push Schaefer right off the edge of the mat as they will come back in the referee down position with a 6-1 lead and some injury time now for Hoffman. Not quite sure exactly what happened. He was working with the chin strap a little bit. May have caused him a problem. Schaefer will come to his side of the mat, take a quick swig of water. And Schaefer will go back down in the referee's down position on the bottom, trailing at 6-1 with 1:11 to go here in the second. And Hoffman looks like he's going to let him up and then decides to just pick him right back down, grab the leg, tried to put in a half. He gets the half in now. Hoffman really quick off the whistle. Just put his hands on the back like he was going to let him up and then just went and attacked to try and quickly put Schaefer on his back. Schaefer quickly was able to counter it, though, and go right to his belly, and now Hoffman is going to have to let him up, and he does. 42 seconds to go, and Hoffman with a quick shot in there again and gets another takedown, so quickly back to a 6, or make that an 8-2. And blood time now for Hoffman. Been a lot of blood time this time around for I'm going to correct that. That's actually Schaefer that took the blood time. My apologies. So it's Schaefer that has to step away for just a bit. Shikalemi leading this match at 172, 44-6. So they are in command here at 172 with just two bouts remaining after this. They got everything all plugged up. Well, they almost did. 33 seconds to go here in the second period. 8-2 in favor of the junior from Milton, Alex Hoffman. 189 should be interesting. Cale Bastion transferred from Selins Grove last year. Coy Bastion, his brother, wrestling at Bucknell. They'll be wrestling what we expect to see in Brody Raybuck. Brody, as we mentioned earlier, coming off an injury, a foot injury in football season toward the pretty much middle part of the season as the freshman playing quarterback. Of course, during football season, we had the Raybuck train. I remember that happened quite a bit up at Central Mountain. Brother Mason at center leading the way, and Brody following with basically a quarterback dive that went for about 8 yards and ended up going in for a touchdown that night. Back to action here at 172, 8-3, Hoffman leading Schaefer. Schaefer now in Hoffman, both neutral. Hoffman tries a shot, Schaefer sprawls, has the head now of Hoffman. Trying to spin around, they'll break apart, go back neutral with 8 seconds left in the period. There's a shot by Hoffman, deep shot by Hoffman. And he has Schaefer in some trouble, but not quick enough to get the takedown. Still has a lead of 8-3 going into this final period. Hoffman will have the choice and go neutral. Hoffman leading at 8-3. Hoffman, he got Schaefer into a lot of trouble there, and just really, really a little bit slow there on that shot, and Hoffman took advantage of it, and it just wrapped him right up for the two. 10-3, leaving Schaefer up for the escape, and it'll be 10-4, and then off the edge of the mat, they'll go back to neutral. Hoffman rather tall, tough to wrap up. He will shoot, get the two, and then let Schaefer up. Now 12-5. Hoffman with a minute 22 to go here in the third. He'll shoot again with a double leg takedown. Can't quite hang on to that one as Schaefer is able to reach the edge of the mat and go out of bounds with 1:11 remaining. We'll set up once again. Center of the mat. Hoffman will tie up with the shoulders. Fake a shot. Schaefer will counter. Schaefer got caught on one of those fakes earlier. Hoffman dives in. They both counter. Dives in again. This time Hoffman not able to counter, or Schaefer not able to counter. Hoffman has him and then rolls him over for some near fall points. At least they're counting out near fall points. Hoffman working now, leading at 14-5 with 41 seconds remaining. He's going to work on the head, try and turn Schaefer around. Now he's got Schaefer in trouble. Working hard on rolling him over, and he pins him. 29 seconds to go in the third period. Hoffman with the fall will make it 44-12. Coming up next, 189. This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glick's is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glick's because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glick's too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glick's.
Back at 189, we expected to see Cale Bastion, but it's going to be Aiden Kaiser instead. Kaiser, a senior at 1-0, will match up with freshman Brody Raybuck at 8-5. And it's already 2-1 in favor of Kaiser. Raybuck now goes for the shot. Kaiser goes a little deeper, lifts Raybuck up, puts Raybuck to the mat. 2-point takedown, 4-1 now. Kaiser working to roll Raybuck over. Raybuck trying to spin here at 189. Shikellamy leading at 44-12. But right now, Aiden Kaiser looking for a second win on the season. Got his first win here at 189. And now really has Brody Raybuck tied up on the edge of the mat. It's pretzel time right there. Got the leg way up into the chin of Raybuck, and then they'll go off the edge of the mat. 4-1 with 49 seconds remaining here in the first period of 189 with Aiden Kaiser ready to go. Kaiser now goes with the ankle pick. Breaks Raybuck down. Raybuck back to his feet again. Mouthpiece goes flying out. Now they're going to try and get a half in, but Now Raybuck was able to counter. Now they're head-to-head. Raybuck can spin around. He'll get the reversal. Right now, Kaiser's hanging on to the leg. And a great toss. A great toss by Raybuck. And the referee stops the action as Raybuck puts the mouthpiece back in. And quickly shooting back in as Kaiser is their neutral. Kaiser around the head. Leading it 4-2 with 16 seconds to go here in the first period. We'll try a snap down, but Kaiser unable to complete it. Raybuck now off the edge of the mat. Brody Raybuck looking for the shot. Kaiser tying up the head now, not letting him get there, and that'll do it for the first period. With the score, Aiden Kaiser 4, Brody Raybuck 2. And Kaiser will defer the choice, and Raybuck will take the bottom. Kaiser will come up. Raybuck will try and stand right up, goes to the knee, and then head right back into the mat by Kaiser. Kaiser wraps up the chest area. And now works on getting the half. Now he's going to try the cradle. That's not there. Moves to something else. Really got the head now of Raybuck and pinned it almost underneath on the top of the head on the mat. Really torquing on it a little bit. Tying up the leg of Raybuck as well. And Raybuck trying to pop his head out. Kaiser trying to hang on. And then Raybuck got the reversal. And back point's coming. And it's over. Raybuck with the reversal and the pin. Stunning Kaiser with 1:15 to go here in the second period. And Shikellamy with a 50-12 lead. The final bout of the night at 2:15 on the way next. This is Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Now we see Cale Bastian come in here at 2:15. Bastian at 10-2, the junior, and Mason Raybuck at 10-5, the senior. Raybuck now on the mat with Bastian and the two-point takedown. Bastian will stretch out the arm. Raybuck will try and get to his knees, and now adjusting is going to be Raybuck, or it's going to be Bastian, rather. Cale Bastian, Bastian bumping from 189 to 215. Still wrestling a Raybuck, though. Just a different, just the elder of the two. Or, as I like to call it in the fall, the leader, the engine of the Raybuck train. Right now, Mason Raybuck's engine is stalled on the bottom of the mat. Side waist by Bastian. Raybuck to his feet. Bastian lets him go. It's 2-1 in favor of Bastian. Remember we said earlier, Cale Bastian, a Selins Grove transfer. His brother Coy wrestling at Bucknell. There's a takedown by Cale Bastian. Bastian now with a 4-1 lead on the two-point takedown. Raybuck at 10-5 on the year. Bastian is at 10-2. Bastian working his way down. Raybuck trying to come back up. Head in the armpit of Raybuck now. Breaks him back down to the mat with 7 seconds remaining. And with 2 seconds to go, that's where we'll end the first period with Cale Bastian and a 4-1 lead over Mason Raybuck of Shikellamy. And they're both head-to-head now to start the second period, and a 4-1 lead for Bastion. And Bastion sits there and rolling right through the takedown and back to their feet is Raybuck and Bastion. Raybuck going again to the edge of the mat. Did he get the two first? Yes! He gets the two before Bastion hits the edge of the mat, and it's 4-3 in favor of Bastion with a minute 36 to go in the second. Big move by Raybuck. Bastion countered perfectly, rolled right through it, and Raybuck continued to work his way on and got the two. And boy, that was almost a great little Gramby by Bastion. He did get the reversal out of it anyway. No, they waved off the reversal. Instead, it's going to be an escape instead of the reversal. So Bastion 5-3 now, leading with a minute 16 to go. Raybuck now leaning on the head, trying to drag down Bastion. They're head-to-head. Bastion will work his way around, and Raybuck will grab the head, and they'll go out of bounds with a minute 3 to go in this final bout, with Shikellamie leading it 50-12 over the Milton Black Panthers. Bastion is trying to set him up for a snap down. Raybuck going head-to-head with him. Raybuck now working. Here's the snap down by Bastion. Got the leg. Raybuck countering on the edge of the mat. Tying up the ankle is Raybuck. Bastion trying to grab the back of the knee, and they go out of bounds with 37 seconds left. 37 ticks left in this second period. Bastion leading Raybuck 5-3. Cale Bastion, Mason Raybuck of Shikellamie. Cale Bastion with the lead for Milton. They'll tie up head-to-head. And a shot by Raybuck on the knee. Bastion with the single, gets away from the single and scoots almost out of bounds into the Milton bench. They continue to wrestle with a shot in for Bastion. Bastion working on that single. Raybuck trying to get around back and break the arm, and he did. No, he could not do it before the end of the period. And at the end of the second period, it is now 5-3 in favor of Bastion. So Raybuck now with the choice will pick neutral. Only two matches tonight have gone the distance. At 127 and at 145. Everything else has been a fall, forfeit, or a tech fall. Bastion now tied up as Bastion went in for the single. Raybuck tied him up. Still got that right leg of Raybuck. And they'll come off the edge of the mat neutral, and both wrestlers slow to break apart there. Not quite sure what was going on, but neither one won to let go. Minute 32 left, and a two-point lead for Bastion. Bastion now backing up a little bit, grabs the wrist. And you hear the coaching staff for Shikellamie said Mason use his head. So he'll work on the head. And Mason does use the head. Mason works his way around. Can't get clear for the two with a minute remaining in the period. Pulls back Bastion back in. Still doesn't have the two. Can't quite get control. Has the leg and the head. If he can get around to the side, that'll be enough for the two. It'll be tied at five if Raybuck can finish this off. And right now, Bastion hanging on to the left leg of Raybuck with 36 seconds to go. Raybuck pulls him back in bounds, trying to sneak around behind. His legs are free, but they go out of bounds with 30 seconds remaining. So close to tying this up with a quick takedown. Let's see how quickly Bastion can counter. He's been countering well all match. Raybuck and Bastion tying up here in the wrist with 26 seconds to go. Coaching staff pleading for Mason to actually to get moving. Now Bastion took a shot, grabs the left leg. Rayma trying to get around. He's got 12 seconds left. He's got a ankle pick on Bastion. Bastion hanging on. Mason trying to get around. Rayma can't do it. And it becomes a 5-3 decision and the most entertaining, well, maybe not the most, but darn near the most entertaining bout of the evening. And Shikellamy will win this one by a score of 50-15. When we return, we'll wrap things up from the jungle in Milton. Shikellamy with a 50-15 win over the Milton Black Panthers. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzes.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855, go to our website at purdyinsurance.com, or stop in our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to the Milton Black Panther Jungle here. Kevin Herr filling in for Steve Williams tonight. And a big thank you to Steve for helping out this evening. He is mending right now. Should be back for the next Braves wrestling match here on WKOK. But big help tonight in getting some information along the way and helping us go. And again, the Shikellamy scorekeeper being a big help tonight, because we had a lot of changes in this match tonight. As we started here at 285, we expected Lucas Wetzel, but it ended up being Spontarelli and Roland. And Roland wins that one by a score of 4-0, making it 3-0 in favor of the Milton Black Panthers. Tim Bosch's Shikellamy Braves got things going then at 107 with bouncing Julius Morales to 107. He got a pin in the first period. It made it 6-3. Alex Reed then with a pin with 26 seconds remaining in the first period. Makes it 12-3. Kistner ends up with a forfeit at 120 to make it 18-3. And one of the rare matches that went the distance, and a very entertaining one, Tyler Geiswhite of Milton gets Milton back on the board for the first time since the heavyweight match with a 10-8 win over Daniel Hernandez, making it 18-6 Shikellamy. We went to 133. That's where Keener ends up showing up against Quinn Keister, and it was a fall with 51 seconds remaining in the second period for Keister that gave, by McGregor, I'm sorry, Isaac McGregor in that match with a 5-0 lead ends up pinning Quinn Keister with 51 seconds remaining in the second period, making it 24-6 in favor of Shikellamy. C.J. Keener came in at 139. He grabbed the fall with 59 seconds remaining in the second period to defeat Chase Lytle. 36 now the score for Shikellamy. At 145, Kister comes in against Alex Hart, and that one went the distance, making it 12-9. Kister with the decision and a 33-6 Shikellamy lead. At 152, Cole Wetzel had a tech fall with 2 seconds remaining in the second period, making it 38-6 in favor of Shikellamy. Connor Wetzel with a fall with 33 seconds remaining in the second period over Brady Wolf of Milton. 44-6 was the score for Shikellamy leading at that point. Then at 172, Matt Schaefer has a fall in the third period with about 29 seconds to go in the third period over Alex Hoffman. It's Alex Hoffman with the fall with 29 seconds remaining in the third period over Matt Schaefer, making it 44-12. Then a change. We expected Cale Bastion to match up with Brody Raybuck. It was Aiden Kaiser who matched up with Raybuck. And Raybuck trailing in this one. One of the things that makes wrestling interesting, you can be behind the entire match and still win it. And Bastion leading at 4-2 at the end of the first period. Brady caught him and pinned him with 1:15 remaining in the second to give Shikellamy a 50-12 lead. And the final bout of the night at 2:15, one of the rare four bouts that went the distance. Mason Raybuck with Cale Bastion bouncing to 2:15. It's Bastion hanging on for a 5-4 win after not scoring in that third period. And Shikellamy wins this one 50-15 tonight here in the jungle in Milton. Again, big thank you to Steve Williams and for helping out tonight and the folks here at Milton. As well as our Shikellamy scorekeeper as well, doing a great job of keeping me on task here tonight. Lily back at our Blue Hill Studios, appreciate everything there as our studio producer tonight. And once again, our final score, it was Shikellamy 50 and Milton 15. The Braves will improve to 5-0 in the dual meet season. Milton will go to 4-4 with the loss. Steve Williams will be back with you next time they throw it down on the Resley. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK. Now, back to Fox Sports Radio.